Hi, good evening. This is host Deborah Herman, mystic medium, animal communicator extraordinaire, and you are listening to Soul Odyssey Radio, where each week we talk about topics of the paranormal, spirituality, your own soul, your spiritual path, and how to live spiritually in this world, which is becoming a very interesting task. And tonight, for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing readings with the Soul Odyssey deck, and I've been teaching a little bit from the deck so that you all understand what it's about. And for those of you who know about the show through Facebook, if you log on to my Facebook, which is Deborah Levine Herman, or you can go to my personal page, which is actually start off with the first one because I don't remember the link to the second one, but I have uploaded the actual cards. Yay! We've been waiting for that. I finally figured out how to do it, and you can see at least the first seven lessons and what the cards look like visually. Because if you meditate on the designs and also think about the message behind them, it does have an impact on your own understanding of your path, on your energy. To be quite honest, I'm not sure the full implication of the drawings and what it will do for you. I know that the drawings were made automatically. And how they're done is I literally take a pen, certain kind of pen, because it has to have the ability to roll a little bit, and I go into prayer, and the pen pretty much moves itself and creates a design. It's all one line, and ultimately it concludes itself, and then I know it's finished, and I use colored pencils. That's just my choice of medium, but you can, for those of you who want to try doing drawings, they could also be called right brain drawings, just things that are done without a more calculated approach to the actual artwork. And I also have a coloring book that I've created. If you want to log on to my website, you can call if you are interested in ordering the coloring book, or I can do drawings for you. And they're very healing. It's very healing to be able to create something from spirit and then to color it. And the colors are also done intuitively. And as you can see, as you look at the deck, for those of you who do call in tonight, and I hope you won't be shy, I hope you will take me up on this because we've been talking about these cards for a long time, and I have the privilege of looking at the design and studying it as I'm reading for you and tuning into you, and I have to say, oh, by the way, this is what it looks like, and you are unable to see it. So if you call in this evening and you also drop me an email, I will be able to upload for you JPEGs of the cards as I see them and as I choose them through my spiritual abilities. I am clairaudient, and so what I do is I hear numbers as they apply to you, the caller, and I choose the cards accordingly, and because at least digitally for me, they're numbered, and I count them out for you, and I give you your reading, and now, for the first time ever, anywhere, you'll be able to also receive JPEGs with the actual photographs of the cards themselves, and then you can look at them, and you can study them, and see whether or not, as you think about the messages, perhaps there is even more than what we're able to discuss, because you are truly your own best teacher. I have many spiritual gifts that I feel very blessed to share with you and with others that I've worked with over the years, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsensitivity, which is where you become a feeler. I'm also an animal communicator or telepath, which every so often we do shows where we focus just on animals. Of course, any show, if you get through the lines, I'm able to talk to you about your animals, whether they're on this side or on the next. And I call myself an animal telepath because I hear their thoughts. It's not just through pictures and visions and feelings. I actually hear what they're thinking and translate it into my language, which is, I think, English, but it's not always perhaps considered English because I have my own shorthand. but for the most part, I think I only speak English. So I translate it. And you can check out my horse's own page, Tonk the Mystic Wonder Horse, and you'll see some of the conversations I've had with him and some of the videos that we've done where I've translated his thoughts. We are live this evening. You can call in for your own Soul Odyssey reading at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. I hope you will take advantage of calling in this evening for your free Soul Odyssey deck reading. I'd love to share with you what the cards look like. But while we're waiting and while you all are tuning in and getting comfortable, we can talk about a little bit about the cards themselves and the seven lessons. And I can share with you the basis of the Soul Odyssey deck is something that I've been teaching for many years, and it is the process of Soul Odyssey, which is where you can, by learning about what lessons you came to this earth to learn, you can consciously change the path that you're on. You can literally change your destiny, because nothing is sealed in stone, and we're always looking for answers to things that sometimes don't have easy answers. And so I always looked at when I was given these seven lessons and started working with them, I always figured it was about time that the universe gave us a clue, because so many of us are going through our lives without such clue and relatively in the dark about why we're here and what it's all for. And we keep doing the same things over and over, making the same choices over and over, and having the same situations happening as we think they're happening to us, but they're actually happening with us. Because everything that happens in our lives somehow has its origin in something that we are projecting or that we are drawing to ourselves because of things that we need to learn to refine our soul and to progress to another level. So we can answer the mundane questions of life with the Soul Odyssey cards, but they are actually used to go more deeply and to offer us wisdom that can ignite our divine spark, which ultimately helps us to find the answers within ourselves. They are a tool, and such things as runes and other tarot decks, oracle decks, all of these things are tools to help you tune into your own higher consciousness and to tune into your soul's information, because your soul knows what's best for you. You don't always know what's best for you. Sometimes I know that I used to feel like the dunce of the universe, even though I was a spiritual teacher and I had these gifts and I was using them to help other people. When it came to my own lessons and my own choices, sometimes I just truly felt like, really? Really, God? Why am I doing all of this? Because some of my own choices have just been so hilarious and have been just truly what I would consider relatively unenlightened. But God loves me. God loves me unconditionally. And God has given me the opportunity to share my bumbling spiritual path with you and has given me some tools that should help all of us along the way. The cards are also loosely based on what I have only learned in a cursory way is dialectical behavior therapy, which is also known as DBT. It helps people, and I don't know anybody who's not like this, it helps people who have difficulty in the moment tolerating feelings. I'm sure all of you have had situations where your feelings are just overwhelming, and the only thing you may feel like doing is bolting or hiding in your bed or running or finding some way to soothe yourself. Many of the things that we choose are not productive. Overspending, overeating, overdrinking, all of the things, pushing people away, pulling people to us in a clingy way. There are so many things that we do on a daily basis to try to tolerate difficult feelings of inadequacy, nervousness, anxiety. Does this person care about me? Does this person not care about me? All these things that we do in order to stay with the feelings and tolerate them. The DBT approach is to try to find positive things to do that are not destructive. So by using the deck, it puts you in a state of mind, which the DBT people call wise mind, where you can have a little bit of distance. You can think about who you are, what your strengths are, and spirit will also tell you what your weaknesses are, and you can go from there in a loving, accepting way. This is live call-in tonight, 888-815-9756. I hope some of you have called in before and want some additional readings. Last week, we just couldn't get you all in. I'm hoping that you'll call in because this week I can actually send you the cards. I can tell you what they look like, and I can be very specific of what your lessons are. So by using the deck and by learning how to self-evaluate, you can break destructive habits, you can have better relationships, you can even raise healthier children, and best of all, in this very trying and difficult time, which I don't even like to call it that, but the facts are facts, you can create more prosperity for yourself. You have to embrace a different way of looking at your life. You have to view the challenges that face everyone in a different way. The best way to do that is to change your thinking, is to look at your strengths, look at your weaknesses, look at the lessons that you've come here on to Earth to learn, and try to be ahead of the game. Try to evaluate your circumstances to see what it is that is causing you to keep recreating the same circumstances over and over. So the deck really represents your soul's growth, because the reason we're here is so that we can ultimately return our divine spark back to the source and to be reunited with whatever is our concept of God. The seven lessons are not tied to any one religion. It's a mystical tradition. It takes the essence of all religions, because everything stems from God. And what we're looking at with all seven lessons, we're looking at different forms of love. And all forms of love ultimately lead to joy, which ultimately leads to a connection with God, which is the greatest joy. I've been reading a book, which some of you may know about, by Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote Autobiography of a Yogi. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. It's a classic in for those who are pursuing a spiritual path. And I just wanted to share one quote with you, because the book I'm reading is, if I didn't already mention it, I probably already did, it's The Divine Romance. It's one of the books that he wrote. Now, he lived from 1893 to 1952, and he was the founder of the Self-Realization Fellowship, which is actually located in California. And it's filled with amazing wisdom. And I'm going to share this quote with you because it relates to the lesson of God love, which is the foundational lesson of all of the seven. "The greatest romance is with the infinite," said Paramahansa Yogananda. "You have no idea how beautiful life can be when you suddenly find God everywhere, when he or she, however you view it, comes and talks to you and guides you. The romance of divine love has begun." And that's what we're really all looking for in our lives. We're looking to be connected to the infinite and to the divine, because that's what fills us from within. None of the other things, none of the externalities can give us that sense of connection and that sense of bliss that we find from being connected to the divine. We have Dara from South Carolina. Are you there?
I am. Hey, Deborah.
How are you this week?
I'm good. I just talked to you last week, so I hope you don't mind me calling back.
I absolutely don't mind at all, and I knew that it was you. Because I'm smart. I am smart that way.
I believe you.
And you have an unusual name, so no, I did recognize that you were, and I love having regular callers. This week, if you send me an email after we speak and I pull some cards for you, I can actually email you the JPEGs.
You know, I think you emailed me something, too.
Did I?
You did.
Because now I know how to... I did? Because I don't think I had the capacity last week. I have scanned certain cards in a way that I can send individual cards to each person who calls in.
Well, I got something from you yesterday.
Was it on Facebook?
No, it came on my email. And on Facebook, yeah. Everything that goes on Facebook for me goes to my email.
Oh, okay. Then what you saw, those are the seven lessons. Those are the
actual
cards from the seven. But there are 52 cards in the deck. So you may not actually, in my choosing cards for you this evening, or spirit choosing cards for you, you may not actually get any of those seven. You may get one of the other 52.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there were 52 of them. Cool.
Yes. So I just posted the first seven so that people could start learning about the core lessons, because the remaining cards in the deck are like modifiers to the main seven, and they go into more detail. So either you're getting one that reflects one of the main seven lessons, and they are, as you know, courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love, and then any of the other cards fall within those different categories. Isn't that cool?
Yes, absolutely.
So why don't we go ahead and I'm going to give you my email address, because I want you to email me and send me, after I pull cards for you, I may not remember them specifically. So I want you to email me what they are, and then I will send you the cards.
Okay.
Okay, so my email, for anyone who's listening, is Deborah@soul-odyssey, and that is spelled odyssey.com. And don't forget the hyphen.
Okay.
Got it? Okay.
Got it.
So let's see what we're going to pull for you today.
Okay.
We've got card number 13, which seems very familiar.
Yeah, you did that last week.
Did I? It's let go.
It is.
That's the card. Did we talk about that already last week?
Yeah. I must still need to let go. I thought I did.
Well, it must be just, you know, that spirit just wants you to continue that process because there are some things that are coming up for you in the future.
Yeah.
Okay? And so it's still, you're still in the process of shedding old beliefs.
Okay.
All right? So that card came up. And now 22 comes up. Hope.
Okay.
Did that come up last week too?
Didn't give me that one last week.
Okay. So again, these are very positive. I'm feeling things that are very positive for you in moving in the direction that you would like. I don't remember exactly, but I think you talked about being a healer.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and so I'm feeling like the changes that you're making now, the things that you're, what it is you're shifting your attention, and that's a very good thing. And you've been going inward this week and thinking about, what do I want? What is going to be good for my future? Am I correct?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, and that's why this hope card is just to give you reassurance that, hey, you are on the right track. Okay?
That's awesome. Yes.
And I'm seeing, actually, two cards just came in, so you're actually getting four cards tonight. First 33, here's another one. It says, believe. Okay? And then the next one is 32, which is heal yourself.
Wow.
So you are thinking about continuing your work as a healer, and then God is saying to you, also heal yourself. And that way you will have more to give, and you won't be depleted by the work that you do with and for other people.
Okay.
Does that make
sense?
And have you been incubating a cold or something? Have you been run down?
I just been kind of tired.
Okay. Boost up, well, certainly get rest. You're incubating something. And do you get, if you really get sick, do you get bronchial stuff?
Yeah, if I really get sick, which is not, I've been reading a lot, so I've been trying not to claim sick, so I really hadn't been so sick, but yeah, when I do get sick, I do get bronchial stuff going on with me.
Right. So just right now, not that, you know, again, we're not gonna accept it, and you don't have time, but think about, as you're exploring your own healing, think about things that will help build up the lungs, because I'm feeling like you had some lung stress in the past. One thing that you might want to look into, and I do no medical diagnosis, but Spirit's putting in my head lotus root and lotus tea, and I think that that lotus root and lotus tea help the lungs. And I'm feeling like it's old stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty, so that's the heal yourself part. Just make your body really strong.
Will do.
Okay, so email me what your cards were, because that I will not remember unless I go back to it. Like when you call in again, it may like it's almost like a little database in my brain. I may in the moment say, oh, I remember, Dara, and I can think of the cards, but I'm not going to take that chance. So I'll rely on you to tell me what they are.
Okay.
And then, all righty?
Yes, definitely.
So next Thursday, no, I will be doing the show next Thursday, but then the week after that we will go to archive. So if you want to call in again, I will look forward to hearing from you again next week, but I hope you'll tune in.
I will.
Okay, have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeanette, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you for your patience. Hi there.
Hi.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Are you a first-time listener?
I'm not a first-time listener.
Okay, so you have a little bit of background on what the cards are all about.
Uh-huh.
And would you like me to pull some cards for you?
Sure.
Okay, now, if you have a pen, write down, did you get my email address?
Yes, I do. It's Deborah@soul-odyssey.com.
Right, hyphen. And great, so you'll email me because I won't remember and I want to make sure you get to see what these look like. Okay.
Okay.
So the first card for you is 2. Let's see what that is.
Uh-huh.
It's tolerance. Okay, let's talk about the lesson of tolerance because I'm sure our listening audience will benefit as well. The lesson of tolerance has many, many facets to it, and it may be one of the things that you came to Earth to learn. It has a lot to do with being able to be in a world with people who, at least for you, the way I'm interpreting this and getting from spirit, is that the world doesn't always get you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and so for you, the task is to tolerate that and to be accepting and non-judgmental about the fact that you know what you know. You know that you're really smart and gifted and that other people just may not be on your wavelength. So there's nothing wrong with them except that they're on a different path. Because otherwise you're going to be frustrated and resentful of people. Does that make sense?
So is spirit trying to say that I'm on a higher path than a lot of people?
I'm not going to say it that way. Because then I become the elitist. You are on a spiritual path. Not everybody is. Your truth for you is God's truth. It is your truth, and you believe it, and you know it, and you're very smart. Am I correct?
I'm not sure about the smart part. Maybe smart in some way, but not smart in every way. But I can see what Spirit's trying to say.
And so you might get frustrated with the people who aren't following a spiritual path, aren't seeing the world the way you see it, and or some people who may just not be that smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you're totally book smart and that I don't know, do you have trouble with math?
I'm not good in math at all.
Well, math is a left-brained activity and not everybody is good at it. And you like to be good at everything that you do. So don't let the math thing fool you. You are a very smart person. And you have gifts, and you're on a spiritual path, and there are people around you who may not be. So the best thing for you and what Spirit's trying to tell you is embrace who you are, embrace your truth, and let other people catch up with you, and don't get frustrated with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you sound young to me. Are you young?
I'm in my 20s.
Okay. Also tolerate that your parents may not be on the same path. Does that resonate?
Uh-huh. I don't think my father is on the same path, but I think my mother is very spiritually inclined.
Awesome.
She's a vegetarian and she's like a Buddhist.
That's her path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everybody's path is different, and And I think that's wonderful. But don't judge your father if he's a meat eater.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'm trying to say. Because
okay.
Everybody has the right to be right or wrong. Because God, mm-hmm. in his or her infinite wisdom, will find a way to touch mm-hmm. their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think God wants you to be a little more accepting of people's different paths, because they do have things to teach you.
More forgiving. Like more forgiving.
Yeah, that's another,
of others.
Sure, that's another word. That's a word that you're that is coming to you, and you are your best teacher. So if that's what it's bringing up for you, then absolutely, forgiving is an excellent word. And if that resonates mm-hmm. with you, then that's what the lesson is telling you. Okay?
Okay.
So let's go to another card. But that's you got one of the major cards right away. So that's why we had to spend time talking about it.
Okay.
Because you're going to have people put into your path who may really mm-hmm. push your buttons.
Okay? People
and,
meaning close people who are close to me, or just people who might be my coworkers.
Could be coworkers, could be people close to you. It's going to come up again and again, because you chose to be here right now. You chose to be on a spiritual path, and in order to be a good conduit for the divine spark, you have to learn these. You have to learn these things. Okay, we're initiated.
Yeah,
it's like being initiated into this spiritual path.
Okay.
And so that's
so
why
like
that lesson's going
to
come
through,
up. Pardon?
So it's like I have to go through these lessons in order to get on the spirit, to reach a certain step that I have to take. Sort of like initiation
right.
into like a higher path.
Exactly. You keep going into you keep getting smarter and smarter. And so you will find situations, and there are going to be people that are going to... What sign are you?
Aries.
There are going to be people put in your path who are going to irritate the bejeebies out of you. Does that ever happen?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people who I come in contact with. Even though I'm nice to them, I try not to confront them, but
it irritates you. And so Spirit is trying to teach you and refine you so that you can literally give them back to God and let it roll off, so that it's no longer a vulnerability that can set you off your balance.
I feel like they think I'm a nice person, so then they take advantage of me a lot of times. But I hear what you're saying.
Yes. And that's the next card that came up for you is scrutiny. Okay? Mm-hmm. This card, and you'll email me and you'll see how it looks. It's a cool card because it really looks like this eye that's looking. Learning how to set boundaries, learning who to trust, who not to trust, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. how to decide how to prevent people from taking advantage of you. But it's done through strength, boundaries. It doesn't have to be done necessarily through confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second card for you was scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you're refining your ability to pick out those people who really are just not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your last card actually came up with the last reading, and it's the Hope card.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you have a very bright future. You're on a spiritual path. You have lots of guides around you. who are teaching you things, but they're sort of like benevolent, loving parents. Even though you're an adult, your guides are still like benevolent, loving parents who love you unconditionally, but they're still, they're refining you. And so if situations come into your path that are challenging to you, call upon them, and they will guide you in the right direction.
Okay.
Do you believe in angels?
I do. I believe in saints and angels. And I wouldn't say I'm I belong to a specific religion, but I am spiritual.
Right. Archangel Michael is a good one for you. If you feel, if you ever feel emotionally threatened, call on Archangel Michael. So, that's what Spirit told me to tell you.
So just call his name,
or within yourself, just say, "Help me, Archangel Michael."
Okay. I'm not sure if you can answer a question related to my future, but I was just wondering, does my future work have anything to do with spirituality or helping people in any sort of way?
Are you interested in physical therapy or massage?
I'm very interested in acupuncture. But the conflict is, if I choose acupuncture, I have a feeling that it might not be practical based on what a lot of people tell me. So a lot of people tell me that I should go into speech therapy because it's much more practical.
Speech therapy is a really hot area if you love it and if you want to work for the school district. It's in need. And so I'm not surprised that people tell you to do that. I see you being more satisfied, and this could happen maybe later in life, doing something like massage therapy, acupuncture would be good, alternative healing, and those things are coming more into vogue. And they're seen as, especially because people can't afford all of the medical treatment, you know, they're thinking more in terms of preventative. But at least where I live, there are a lot of people who have very thriving practices in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine, and, you know, you would just have to find your community. But I think you are a healer, and I think that you would use your intuition in being able to use these alternative approaches. If that's where your passion is, I know there are people probably going to say, "Oh, shush," you know, to me. That was what my vision was for you. And
so
I really believe that.
Kind of back me up on that.
Pardon?
So the angels kind of back me up on that. Like, they think that that's a good path for me.
Yeah, that's the vision I got, and that's where I get my information. My belief system is that I get it right from the source. You know, I'm one of those people who talks to God and believes that God talks back. I talk to Spirit and the angels, and that's what the vision is that they gave me for you, was to go more toward like massage therapy, physical therapy, healing. And you said acupuncture. I didn't. So follow your heart and follow your path, because you will find work and you'll be able to support yourself.
Okay.
Unless you like speech therapy, that is a good area for careers.
Ever since I've been really young, I've always been interested in holistic, alternative type of healing. But I've never really consider it, because, you know, like I said, a lot of people think that it's not practical.
It's a lot more practical than what I do. true. Although, I mean, you know, I'm a writer and I'm an artist and all these other things, but you go, hey, when I used to be a lawyer, I was a lawyer and a journalist.
That's very practical.
I know it is, except one day God said, mm-hmm. okay, enough with that. You're educated. Now follow your spiritual path. So believe me, I caught all kinds of heat for that. When I started back in the 80s, I had a holistic center, and I was on television, and I was doing the same kind of healing work I'm doing now, only now I'm back mm-hmm. to it. And mm-hmm. it's my calling, and it's what the universe wants me to do to help people and to heal people. So I feel that you're a hands-on healer and that mm-hmm. you will use your intuition. You can't just, but you're young and you can be educated in things that are thousands of years old, you know, that are proven to help people physically. Mm-hmm. And you can look at it this way. You can help people survive in what's becoming a relatively toxic world. Alternative healing is important. I say go for it, okay? But again, as we all have to say, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jeffra, for the insight.
Okay, well, God bless, and don't forget to email me. Fran, okay. You are calling from Louisiana. Are you there? Oh, Fran, don't abandon us.
No, hi, Deborah. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Deborah? I'm so glad you're there. I was worried because I'm doing great. I was taking a while with talking to my last caller, but Spirit had a lot to say to her. Before I draw some cards for you, do you have my email?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I want to make sure that you tell me what cards they are, and write to me, and I will send you the cards. So, is there anything you want to ask me before I draw some cards?
I just want to ask you, I can identify with the young lady that you were just talking to, because I feel like I've always been on a spiritual path, and I feel like I'm kind of, I guess, in a rut right now, stagnating, and I want to know basically if I'm headed on the right path or what path I should go down, you know, career wise.
I don't know if this is for career, and mm-hmm. and it should be the last thing I tell anybody, because I'm in the industry, and do you like to write?
I've loved to write, and I think that's part of the equation of what I want to get into.
Well, gee, I guess I knew that, right?
Yes.
No, that was just a little psychic joke.
Okay. I'm sorry, Deborah. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
I know. Because that's what came to me. And whatever you're doing should involve writing. And I also think that in your spare time, you should be learning more about writing, creative writing, and exploring that part of yourself, whatever you do with it, because, you know, I work and we'll be doing in a couple of weeks, I'll do a show on spiritual writing and publishing. I'm in the publishing industry. I am a writer. I've written and published several books. It's not an easy industry to get into, but I think for you, the act of writing is very healing, and even if you were to blog or post on Facebook, do you work at a job where you can write?
Well, no, I'm really self-employed right now, and that's what the deal is. It's kind of like really, it's something that I'm really, I think, ending right now, and I want to get into something, you know, more appealing, something that along more of the spiritual path, and I've always been in a spiritual path anyway, so I want something just not something just to be making money. I want to be helping people also.
Well, I think that your wisdom helps people.
Right.
I want to make sure that you can support yourself otherwise, because it truly is, difficult in starting out. I mean, unless you want to just be a writer, a wordsmith, you can do freelance writing and you can find ways to write things that pay money. But I think for you, I think even if it doesn't get published, I feel like you want to write your story.
Right.
I think it's some... Do you know
I'm
what
sorry.
I'm saying?
I was even... Exactly, because I've had... it's amazing, well, since you are psychic, which I know you're very intuitive. In the past, I've even had several titles of books that I've wanted to write, and I've always said, I don't know if I can do this, you know, because you always have these doubts. I've never done anything like this before. But I've even started, you know, jot down some ideas I had.
I see it for you. In your area, are there groups that meet that do writing? Are there conferences? Are there? I'd like to see you not necessarily go back to school or anything like that, but support yourself and your structure with some kind of additional education on craft, because I think you'll enjoy it, and I think you will learn how to take all of these thoughts that you have and pull them together into something cohesive. If you write your story, of course it'll be chronological. If you want to write your story so people will want to read it, other than maybe your family, which is what I tell and what I would tell anyone, then you want to learn what goes into a well-written story, especially if it's a personal memoir or an autobiography. There, if you're not a person who's on the news every day, then it's going to have to rely on the quality of the storytelling. And my intuition tells me you're a good storyteller.
Okay. I've always enjoyed writing. I can't say skeptical. That's not the right word, but I guess maybe a little intimidated, because I read a lot and I see what is out there, and I guess I'm a little intimidated by, you know, other authors, how great they are.
Oh my gosh. I went through that so many times, especially when I was first starting out as a spiritual teacher, you know, because everybody was writing everything. And you cannot, it's so intimidating to go into a bookstore if you want to write a book or you want to write. Even looking at magazine articles, you've got to avoid, like blinders, looking at what other people are doing, and find the voice within you. Find just, you know, just like you'll see what and they may not be for everyone, but I know that the cards that I've created came from spirit. They're automatic. They're my internal whatever voice in creating art. And in creating your writing, you're going to need to find that as well, and just completely get away from your insecurities and just pretend that there's only you and God, because that's really, that is what matters when you're writing, is you and your higher self voice, your soul, and God. That's all that matters. And you'll at least write something authentic.
And when you said that, that resonated with me completely, because most of the work that I have and the titles that I have had, it has to do with a higher energy, higher beings. It has to do with, I want to really let people know that, the spirit world is opening up now, and people really need to be aware of that.
Yes, and if that's the message that, I do some writing coaching, and I'm, I was working with a wonderful woman this week, and we were just starting at the very basics. What is your message? What is your passion? And that's where you start, and that has to be the very, very foundational point of your outline, of your roadmap.
Right.
And that sounds like a wonderful message. And you just have to go from there. But I'll say it again, just block out everything else, like blinders.
Right.
And also...
I see what you're saying, because it is true. I think all the authors, they probably all felt the same way, just like yourself. And, they started, had to start at point A, and it took them a while to get comfortable with writing also.
There's a quote, which I will, I'm sure, misquote, from Woody Allen about why he was such a successful director. And he said, because he showed up. He did
okay.
it.
Right.
And that's and there are many, many writers who have lots of wonderful things to say who don't get out of the gate. And I teach a class, if there's any place in Louisiana who where you have writers' conferences, you can tell them that they should invite my husband and I to teach. But I teach a class called Writing as a Spiritual Journey, and I have a book called we're getting close to the end of the hour. It's called Spiritual Writing from Inspiration to Publication. And you can look
wonderful.
On my website, and that might be a really helpful place for you to start. But the journey as a writer and the spiritual path are very, very linked. And
right.
one of the lessons is self-love. We never got to pull cards
right.
for you.
Aww.
And we're at the end of the hour. So I'm going to say from intuition, and I want you to look on my Facebook. Are you connected with me on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Look on Facebook at the self-love, because that's where I think Spirit's just telling me, without me going through the whole deck, that's important for you, because it has to do with worthiness. And
right.
when you are considering, I want to write a book about spirituality, I want to do this, if you don't feel worthy, you're not going to get out of the gate. Just
right.
like a racehorse, you're going to get stuck, and you just won't show up for yourself, because you're able to admire other people, love other people, give to other people, love God, give to God, but then you look at yourself and you say, no, I'm just not good enough. And
well,
that is...
I had a dream the other night, and when I woke up, I don't remember some parts of it, but I woke up saying, the saying was said to me, I guess, in the dream, saying, getting out of the box. Yeah.
Well,
and I said, I woke up and
message.
I wrote it down. I said, getting out of the box.
That's the message. You
right.
So that card is for you. And I hope that you will call in again. We are also live again next week. I may have a guest. I'm not sure. But you can always call in for a card reading, and we can draw some others for you. But I do believe that the message for you this week is that self-love lesson. If you look on Facebook and you go into where the cards are posted, and it's a little photo album, there's an explanation of what the lesson means more specifically. But that one is for you, and I think you've seen it come up and come up again and again in various things in your life. You are truly spiritual. You do have a connection with spirit. Your dreams are real. Your intuition is real. And now it's a matter of believing it for yourself and moving forward.
Well, thank you so much for all your time, and thank you for the
Well, I guess we're getting close to the end. Well, I'll make that a general thank you, because I think you were cut off, Fran, and I was enjoying that. I love being thanked. But I'm very grateful to all of you. I love that you call in. We were cut off. I love that you call in. My email address is Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. I am going to be uploading other cards for you. We will continue doing the card reading so you can understand how to become your own spiritual guru and how to encourage yourself and how to know what spirit is wanting you to know, because you are truly loved. You have all the potential of the universe within you. You are your own best teacher. You just need to know it. Join me again next week. This is your host, Deborah Herman, mystic medium, animal communicator extraordinaire. You can also find me at soul-odyssey.com. God bless.